I'm feeling the overwhelming urge to hug you and squeeze you against me. Is that all right? Thank you for accommodating my needs. I can't help it. I'm disgusting. Look away. It's a curse, a need, a desire. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not that sorry. Because you're my baby and I love you. You say you know, but I really don't think you understand in the marrow of your bones that I am feral when it comes to you. Because that is how emotions work and care happens and love blossoms, because I'm just like, oh, so freaking cute. Because you are, and it doesn't matter that you're big and strong and very capable. You are my baby. You are my cute, cute, cute baby. And I will protect you and defend you from all the monsters of the world. Including, but not limited to, shitheads, motherfuckers, and assholes. You are very welcome, my baby, baby, baby. No thoughts, just snuggles. Because I literally don't have any thoughts. I mean, that's not entirely true, but they're mainly just thoughts of, oh my baby, oh my baby, oh my baby, you are just my baby. You are mine to press against me and squish and to just go, oh baby, oh baby. Cause you're just the littlest little, whoever little, that I must keep you safe. Because the world is full of dangers and people are unpredictable. We ask, why would somebody do that? Why would anyone do anything, okay? We don't know why people do crazy things. All I know is that it's my job to love and protect you. That's all I've got. Let me do my job. But you're just so lovable and squishable and protectable, and just make me go, oh, oddy squish. Look at these cheeks. Look at these bubble cheeks. And I appreciate that I'm annoying and intense, but I'm just... Your eyes bring my face. And because they're so hopeful and wholesome and they trust me so much, you're like a spaniel. In the best way, I would love to be compared to a spaniel. They're so bonkers and wonderful. All they want is to chase ducks and not be told off for it. It's not much to ask for. I'm sorry if I'm annoying you and I'm too much, but I just get this overwhelming urge to tell you that you're loved and adorable and special and wonderful, and I will protect you and you are safe with me and I would never hurt you. And I apologize that I might be projecting my own childhood wounds onto you, but I have to tell you that you are loved and special and wonderful and I will protect you and you are safe and you never have to worry about me hurting you or making you feel like you don't belong here, because you do belong here, okay? I will take a breath in a minute. I know that sometimes I go inside my own head and I go quiet and I'm just like, oh, I'm just gonna go read for a few hours, but I don't want you to doubt that, like, I really love you, because I really love you. Very, very much. Too much, probably. Codependently, most definitely, but I don't really care. Codependence just means we need each other and that's okay. I'm okay with needing you. Well, I'm glad you need me. May I offer you a very cozy lap to lay in? My baby. My baby, baby, baby. Thank you for being you. And for letting me love you and be with you and sniff you and squeeze you and do all the things. Well, it's very nice to do those things, and also I just really enjoy your presence and hope that you will enrich my life for many years to come. I say what I mean and I mean what I say, motherfucker. couldn't change it even if I wanted to. I have the paperwork to prove it. What's autism? It means explaining everything over and over again. And when people are like, you don't need to explain, it's like, I do. They will find some way to misinterpret this. Look at you. I can't get over how gorgeous you are. Not possible. Not possible, probable, likely, or evident. I'm gonna play with your hair. Cause I want to. You have the fluffiest hair. It's fine with fluffy. Do anything to make you feel weird or nervous or uncomfortable, you'd tell me, wouldn't you? It's me, I just worry on autopilot. It's letting people go, what are you worrying about? It's like, worrying about potentially worrying. Ruminating on the possibility of rumination. I just mean that sometimes, just very oddly occasionally, you'll take yourself away and bottle things up, and then I'm like, oh shit, what have I done? Okay, well then I would appreciate you communicating. You haven't done anything. I still love you. I just need alone time. That is perfectly valid. I just worry because, unfortunately, I cannot read your mind and I have a hard enough time navigating my own mind, so I feel like it's just best to check in and go, are you okay? Have I done anything? Because I care very much if I have done something or if I haven't. I care about you and I, and I care about our relationship, and I want things to be nice. I told you it's sickness, there's no cure for it. I am a perverted freak who cares about your feelings. I will not cease and desist. I will persist and carry on and bamboozle and bombard you with the love as long as it's consensual. There is that slight stipulation. Well, that is good. Oh, it's very reassuring that you consent to this. You baby, 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 baby. I'm so envious of your hair. Because you never have to wash it and it always smells nice and looks nice, whereas mine gets greasy after like a day. Might have something to do that I'm constantly on the treadmill because I'm an anxious hamster. And I also believe in dry shampoo superiority, so there is that. Once a dry shampoo girly, always a dry shampoo girly. Give me all your hair, please. I tracked that because you probably would. You'd be like, well, she did ask me for it. My baby, baby. We wish my love for you didn't come out in such violent ways sometimes. I mean, in one sense, it's reassuring because it's like, oh, I would be able to protect you if somebody hurt you. But in other ways, it's like, I feel physically murderous when I think of somebody hurting you. And it's just like, I would fucking bite you. I'm small but feral. And even when somebody just potentially hurts your feelings, I'm like, oh, well, fucking, come here. You are getting a wet willy, and I think they're gross, but you are getting one. How dare you hurt my sunshine? No, I don't mean you're my sunshine because you're always happy. I'm speaking of the British sunshine. Yeah, sometimes patchy, sometimes cloudy, sometimes not there at all. But always missed and always loved. Who is complaining? And it is not a bad metaphor, it's an excellent metaphor. What is my favourite season? Exactly. This is an autumn household. We appreciate the crisping of the leaves, the wind, the cool, crisp air. And sometimes when the sunshine is dappled through the trees, it is beautiful. But I don't want raging hot sun all the time because it would make me very irritable. Plus, I can't regulate my own body temperature and I don't like sweating. Even though I have to sweat in order to exercise because that's how the body works. Because if I didn't exercise, I would bite my own hand off. Or eat everything in the house because anxiety comes out in very funny ways. It could be worse, I could do crack. You have to stay alive for a very long time. I mean that with all the pressure, because the pressure must be applied because you must take this seriously and you must stay alive. Because not only do I want you, desire you, just love the bones of you, I need you. So you will care about yourself, you will take precaution, you will look after your health, and you will realize that you are very, very loved. You do realize I get angry at you for being unkind to you. You're not exempt from the wrath. Never. Someone being mean to you is still someone being mean to you, even if it's you. So take my advice and cut that. Please and thank you. I will protect you even from yourself. I know it's not my job. Sometimes I will remind you to stop being a giant dick to yourself. And that's something you're just gonna have to live with. Sorry, not sorry. Oh. gonna be safe, honey? I'll do the bulk of the work, but you have to put an effort too. No walking alone in the dark. No eating a diet consisting entirely of processed foods. No exercising. I will happily accept just walking. Everybody talks shit about walking and they're like, oh, you just walk. It's like, walking is amazing. Do not besmirch the Hobbit walks. Because if everybody lived the life of a Hobbit, the world would be a much better place. Tolkien was a very wise man. Of course he was, he invented Samwise Gamgee. This is how you know I love you, even if Samwise Gamgee appeared and was like, I love you, have my babies, run away with me, I would be like, Sam, in another life perhaps, but in this life I am with this person and I just cannot. We should feel extremely flaccid and awed by my utter resilience to resist some life. Because he is the most gorgeous, gorgeous person in the world. Well, almost. I should take self-defense classes. Love does strange things to people. Sometimes it makes you want to be all cuddled and snuggled, and sometimes it makes you want to whack strangers with objects. It's a multifaceted experience. But right now, I think it calls for head scratches. I'm telling you how much I